question. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, an encampment in support of Palestine set up Thursday morning at Princeton University quickly ended with two arrests. Students working with the group Al-Ada said they took over a courtyard around 7 a.m. under threat of arrest and possible expulsion. Like protesters at other colleges around the country, they demanded that the university divest from Israel. A university spokesperson said less than 100 students were involved. Two graduate students were arrested for trespassing, and the rest of the group took their tents down voluntarily. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer continues to fight back against the MTA's controversial congestion pricing plan. Now he's teaming up with a New York congresswoman to introduce legislation aiming to block the implementation of the congestion tax. He says the toll will help what he calls a money-hungry MTA that has long been mismanaged.
They accidentally spent $1 billion on the new Second Avenue subway stop. Fare skippers alone cost them $700 million last year, people who just didn't pay to ride. They inadvertently spent $1.42 billion on overtime pay in 2023.
And Gottheimer says MTA CEO Jana Lieber has ignored more than 30 messages from his office asking for a meeting. New Jersey news made possible by Allies Tax Relief. Is your IRS tax debt making you feel anxious? The professionals at Allies Tax Relief are ready to negotiate your fresh start. Call them now, 800-230-5174. Donald Harris, the Atlantic City High School's Director of Secondary Education, has been made acting principal. NJ.com reports Harris is taking over for Constance Days Chapman, who left the position after being charged with official misconduct, obstruction of justice, and failure to report child abuse. The head of TikTok now promising to fight in court after President Biden signed a measure that forces the social network to make a choice, either be sold by its Chinese owner or face a ban in the United States. TikTok CEO Shou Chu:
make no mistake, this is a ban. A ban on TikTok and a ban on you and your voice.
The U.S. government has raised security concerns that the Chinese owner of TikTok, ByteDance, could be compelled by China's government to hand over data on Americans. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. A bit cooler today. Are we looking to warm up soon? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in-skin weather. Here in late April, normal high temperatures, the long-term averages, are in the mid-60s, but we won't even be close to that mark today, and for the next 3 days, in fact, as colder air returns to New Jersey. Now, skies will be nice and bright today, mostly to partly sunny, but highs only reach about 50 to 55 degrees, jacket weather territory all day. Tonight, clear and chilly, potentially frosty, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny and dry, high temperatures a little bit better, 55 to 60, and we'll top out around 60 degrees on Saturday, but skies will become mostly cloudy, and we'll have to add a chance for some late-day rain showers into Saturday's forecast, too. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Right now, Clark is 56, Middletown 49, Atlantic City is 48. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5, and weather brought to you by Five Star Swim School. Their experienced instructors use proven teaching methods to help children learn to swim quickly and confidently. Sign up for a free trial class at one of their 8 New Jersey locations at fivestarswimschool.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.